Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio as we continue to look at the Final Four in Houston. And the North Carolina Tar Heels will be taking on Syracuse, the third time this season that the teams have met because they play in the ACC. North Carolina coming off that win against Notre Dame, 88-74. Andrew Jones joins us from GoHeels.com, part of the Rivals.com network, to break down the Tar Heels. How are you, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing? Doing great.
Good, man. Appreciate your time. I don't get to see North Carolina as much as you do, obviously, and I thought they took Notre Dame's best shot and played a brilliant game. Outside of some of the easier games that teams get to play at the beginning of the season, is this one of the better games that they played this year?
I would say they weren't great defensively. I think they allowed some shots from there that they'll probably work to cheek pretty hard today, and they'll get to work on this week. But I do think, as far as when you think of focus, offensive execution, and responding, I think that was right up there. You know, Notre Dame went on a 12-0 run to take a lead, and the end of that run was when Bryce Johnson picked up a personal foul and a technical foul. He went to the bench, and with him on the bench, Carolina went small with Theo Benson and responded with a 12-0 run. So when your first team All-American and your East Region MVP is on the bench, they were on a 12-0 run, which basically is what gave them the separation to win that game and earn a trip to the Final Four. That's how well they're playing, and that's how good this team is right now.
You get a team that is so deep like North Carolina. Give us an idea of the coaching job Roy William has to do in just those kind of situations where he may have Bryce Johnson on the bench, so he has to do something a little different with the guys out there. How much of a coaching job has he done this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, when they lost at home to Duke, I have never heard or read the kind of criticism about Roy from UNC fans that I did in maybe the ensuing 96 hours or so. A lot of people were saying Roy is over the hill, he can't cut anymore, and he made some mistakes that night. But ever since then, I believe that that game forced the program to kind of look in the mirror and say, okay, this isn't working, guys. We need to change some things. Since then, each player has sort of adopted something new and maybe stopped doing something they were doing up to that point. And that comes from the top. The kids just don't do that on their own. And I think everything that Roy has done, if he has created an environment where this team is so relaxed, they're having so much fun, that they're not really feeling the stress of the NCAA tournament, and to the point where, you know what, it's business time when they step on the court, but otherwise, I'm not sure these kids want the run to end because of the fun they're having.
I want to talk about Bryce Johnson. In terms of his growth with the Tar Heels, how has he developed as a player while he's been at Chapel Hill?
Well, I think that it starts with maturity. It starts with personal maturity, how he handled criticism from Roy Williams, how he handled foul calls from the referees, his own personal mistakes. He used to channel a lot of his disappointment inward at himself, and it would last three or four possessions going up and down the court. He doesn't do that anymore. It's more outward. Around here, there's sort of a running joke. It's hashtag angry Bryce. When Bryce gets angry, everybody gets lifted up and there's a nasty disposition. The skills have been there, and they've been more refined. But it's more of his mindset and his level of focus. That's where his game has grown the most. And really, all season long, he's been at that level. But if you want to pinpoint a specific moment, it's when he was taken out early in the UCLA game in Brooklyn, and it was a cursing barrage as he walked to the bench. And Roy made him sit over there for about 10 game minutes. When Bryce came back in, he proceeded to score 27 points and grab like 13 rebounds in the next 19 minutes of action. Ever since then, angry Bryce and focused Bryce have been at a certain level, and he hasn't wavered.
Andrew Jones joins us, GoHeels.com. On North Carolina will face Syracuse. I said earlier they met twice during the regular season, so this is the third time. Andrew, when you handicap this game, when you look at this game, what about Syracuse could give North Carolina trouble the third time around?
Well, they can shoot, and they have veteran guys like Cooney and Vinicius who know how to win games. I mean, look what they did Sunday. I'll tell you, I never thought anybody could put on a 23-4 run in Virginia. And if you would have asked me to list 30 teams that could do it, I wouldn't have listed Syracuse. Obviously now they're that team that did it. And they did it because they're incredibly tough. They're tough minded, they're tough physically. And when you have guys like Cooney Benje, who have a certain will that is an X factor, that they show up in statistics or in layup lines or anything like that, they need to win games. That's the only way that team overcame the 0-4 start in the ACC, not having Jim Boeheim for that stretch of games, and really getting into this tournament where everyone's saying they don't belong. They're in the Final Four now. They have a special little it thing going on that I think can lift them to a win over North Carolina if the Tar Heels don't bring their game.
What is it about North Carolina this year, in a year where there are some weaknesses? Is there something that is still prevalent with North Carolina, a weakness that is still exposed as we head to the Final Four?
Yeah, defensive rebounding. They still get up too many offensive rebounds and allow too many second chance points. It hasn't been as prevalent in the last few weeks because they've really got better at everything, but it still creeps up from time to time. And if a team can crash the boards and get second chance points and draw fouls doing so and get some of the Carolina bigs in trouble, that's one of the recipes you're going to need in order to defeat them. So looking ahead to this game and possibly a game on Monday night, you know, if any of those three teams can do a number on the offensive glass, they'd have a chance to beat North Carolina. If they don't do that, then they won't have a chance.
I always like asking these kind of questions to guys who really, really know these teams, because we always look at sort of the box score and we see the guys that really stand out. Have you noticed in this tournament a guy that may not have eye-popping numbers but has really played well and has been a very important part of this Tar Heel team?
And it's not just what he does on the court. Off the court, and sort of that levity that he brings to the locker room, I was telling you about how relaxed his team is, how much fun they're having.
Yeah.
Well, Theo is sort of a team comedian. He walked into a press conference the other day and just kind of had some fun. I've never seen a kid do that before and surprised his teammates and just kind of had some fun with it. For people who haven't seen it before, they're thinking, geez, what's this kid doing? To them, it's normal. And it's good because, again, if your team is not feeling the stress of the NCAA tournament and they're relaxed and having fun, that's such a huge thing because it can wear you down mentally more than anything else. And that hasn't been the case. Then you look at what Theo's done on the court. As I noted earlier, he was the guy that went in for Bryce Johnson when he picked up that technical foul. And they went small, and they got a little bit more athletic, and they got some steals. And they forced Notre Dame to change what they were doing on the heels of a 12-0 run. And North Carolina goes on a 12-0 run because they changed the game just with that move right there. But of course, Pinson has to play well in order for it to be effective, but he has. He can defend. He's a guy that they're shooting maybe half as often as he used to earlier in the season because he's recognized some of the things he doesn't do as well. He's not forcing it. And he's actually passing the ball. He's averaging 3.5 assists a game since the 1st of February. In the first 9 conference games, he was averaging 1 assist a game. So it's little things like that that kind of, you know, fill in the cracks, if you will, from the star players that Theo does and makes them a whole team.
I do want to ask you about Syracuse again, because you cover the ACC, and a lot of people are sort of seeing Syracuse and whether or not they belonged in the tournament at the beginning. But now that they're here and now that they're in the Final Four, surprised how they got there, yes, in that win over Virginia. Are you surprised overall that they're here?
I am, because I didn't think that – I thought Virginia would be a terrible matchup for them because both teams are a little bit methodical, and that if Virginia can get you to play that way, it's just their game. Even if you're comfortable with it, that's their game. And they beat everybody, you know, basically because of their ability to be so efficient and everything. However, you know, this Syracuse team is not the most talented that Jim Boeheim's had. They're not as long in the wings of the zone. They don't have that shot blocker in the middle. They don't have that great point guard because Joseph hasn't really panned out. But they have that grit. They have that Big East grit that they brought to the ACC. That we're going to get the 50-50 balls. We're going to box you out. We're going to make tough shots. We're going to get their and-ones. And they did it, you know, inconsistently throughout the ACC season, but they've done it more consistently in the NCAA tournament. And if you bring those kind of things to the tournament, you know, in close games, you know, a couple of plays like that can put you over the top, and that's pretty much what's happened to them the last couple of weeks.
Andrew Jones again, GoHeels.com on North Carolina as they'll face Syracuse in the Final Four coming up on Saturday. Great stuff, Andrew. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, coming up next, the best story of the Final Four? Which team would make it? We'll talk about that next. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.